Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome, 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 friends and family, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A, and the term today is adenine. This is mine, Matt.
It's yours. Take it away.
I will take it away because adenine, Matt, is a purine nuclear base. Done. We're done.
A Puritan.
Is it a Puritan?
So it left the Europe on the Mayflower,
right,
and went to America,
right,
and you know, started a civilization there.
Colony. Maybe not a civilization, but you could probably call it a civilization. I don't know how many of the Puritans have actually survived. Is Puritanism still
is that the Quakers
practiced? And look, digressing and then a significant amount.
If you, I'm sure I read a stat or heard a stat.
Or made one up.
In terms of Caucasian Americans.
Yeah.
How many have derived from that?
From the settlers?
Yeah.
Okay, and?
Is sizable.
You know, like, that's a terrible stat.
Yeah, I can't give you a stat, but it was it's quite a lot.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, adenine.
Adenine.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I did say it's a purine nuclear base. No, so then the question is, what is a purine? So it's a chemical compound in simple terms. In simple terms, it is a basically a two-ringed structure made up of carbon and nitrogen atoms. And these rings are six-membered rings and five-membered rings. You know what? Who cares about what a purine is? Because this isn't purine. At the end of the day, it's just a chemical that's made up of rings. And adenine is one of these purines. Now, the thing is that when you look at adenine, it's one of what we call the four nucleobases in DNA. So in DNA, you've got adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. So adenine is obviously one of those nucleobases.
Right.
And it binds, when you look at DNA as a molecule, right, we think of it as a double helix, meaning it's basically a ladder that has rungs where one side of the ladder speaks to the other side through a hydrogen bond connection, and then it's twisted upon itself. That's the double helix. Thymine makes up one of those rungs, and it always, or one side of the rung, and it always speaks to, on the other side, it always speaks to thymine. So adenine always speaks to thymine through two hydrogen bonds. Now, the thing with adenine is that it is so important in the body that it is one of the primary components of some of the most important biochemical structures of the body. So, for example, ATP is...
Could you live without it?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
So what is ATP?
It's adenine.
Yep.
No, actually, no, it's adenosine.
Adenosine, yes, but so that's okay because adenosine...
Adenine spelled incorrectly with three phosphates.
So, yes, so... Adenine and adenosine
are different.
Are very similar.
Okay, that's right? Good to know.
Very similar. So what you'll find is adenosine is basically adenine with a sugar attached to it.
Ribose.
That's right. It's a ribose. So so you got deoxyribose and ribose. What that simply means is ribose is a sugar with an oxygen. And so adenosine is adenine with that sugar,
with sugar
attached to it. But that's not today's topic, because adenosine itself is important as a neurotransmitter and performs many functions in the body as a signaling molecule. But adenine is one of the most basic components of this, but also makes up obviously adenosine triphosphate, yep, which is the energy molecule of the body.
Yep.
It makes up NAD, which is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It makes up FAD, which is flavin adenine dinucleotide. NAD and FAD are those important cofactors, carrier molecules that carry hydrogen and electrons to the mitochondria, to the electron transport chain, specifically the membrane of the mitochondria, so that we can produce ATP.
Right.
So adenine is important in not just carrying the potential to make energy, but it ends up becoming a major component of energy.
Of the carrier.
In the body. Yep. And that's also coenzyme A as well. So adenine makes up coenzyme A, which is very important in the Krebs cycle, for example, and other aspects of biochemistry. So if we think of the word adenine, what does it remind you of? That very, the prefix, the very first part of it, what does it remind you of?
Adeno.
Adeno, I see.
Which is gland.
That's right. And that's true. And so when the nuclear base adenine was first isolated in 1885, a German biochemist by the name of Albrecht Kossel, do you reckon that was all right? Albrecht Kossel?
You convinced me.
Kossel? Albrecht Kossel. Hmm. Anyway, he named it after the
great. Is that Albert?
Albrecht. A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. Albrecht.
Okay.
Kossel. Anyway, he named it after the glandular tissue that he derived it from, but I don't know what the glandular tissue was. I couldn't find that. And that's why he termed it adenine.
Pancreas.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So he termed it adenine, which isn't, look, adenine is everywhere. It's basically in all the tissues, or at least a significant number of the tissues of the body, because it's so important in the biochemistry of cells. So you're going to find it all over the place. So while he may have found it in glandular tissue, you're going to find it all over the place. So adenine isn't the best, aden isn't the best descriptor for adenine. When we look at diseases, as we always talk about, or issues associated with maybe having too much, too little issues with it. One comes to mind, which is adenine phosphoribosyl transferase.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind to me as well.
It was just there in my head. So adenine phosphoribosyl transferase. We should know how to pronounce Kossel? These things, right?
Kossel?
No, that was his name. Okay. Adenine phosphoribosyl transferase deficiency.
I've got an easier one for you.
Okay, what is it?
Just purine, not deficiencies, in states of excessive purines.
Or
poor processing of purines.
I was going to say, yes. You're talking about gout.
Gout or possibly stones. I think you can get purine stones as well, right?
So you're right. But it's not adenine specific.
I know it's not adenine, but let's
because
just,
it's the problem with the nitrogen processing, right?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, gout is a problem with being able to process the uric nitrogenous acid side of it. And okay. Yeah. And then the uric acid becomes uric crystals.
Yeah.
And it
forms in joints, particularly big toe.
That's right. Horrible pain.
Okay, so that's
this deficiency.
Kind of right.
Yeah, okay, but let's talk about my APRT deficiency. Well, I don't have it, but it's one that exists. It's inherited, it's genetic, and it affects the kidneys and urinary tract. So for whatever particular reason, this deficiency results in kidney stones being formed. And why that's the case, I couldn't actually figure out the appropriate mechanism that was happening, but it has to do with inappropriate either transfer or processing of the adenine with other molecules. And okay, it resulted in kidney stone formation.
Right.
But that's adenine.
That's adenine or adenine?
Oh, well, let's say both.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.